Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I don't know if you heard about the Bible Museum that the... Did you hear about that, John? That the Green family, the founders of the Hobby Lobby, had put together with all the Bibles of the past and all the history of the Bible. And did you hear about that?
I did, actually. It's getting ready to come to New York. You know, actually, they're doing an exhibit, the producers of the Bible series, which is extremely popular. Praise the Lord. Just so many people are watching it and viewing it. They have partnered with the Green family. They have a collection of rare artifacts, historic artifacts. And it's just like amazing stuff. Very few people have actually ever seen them. The Green family are the owners, by the way, of Hobby Lobby, in case you didn't know, which is pretty cool. And this is pretty amazing because they're going to be displaying them actually starting the 20th already, the 20th through the 27th in New York. And they have stuff like a medieval Torah scroll that, I mean, just dates back.
Well, say what a Torah is so people know what a Torah is.
Well, it's the first five books of the Jewish Bible.
Cool.
Which is the first five books of our Bible.
Right.
And it's dated from the 14th century. I mean, it's like, this is awesome, awesome stuff. So people can be able to look at it. I'm sure it's going to be, you know, encased, but it's going to be there. Roman crucifixion nails that actually date 100 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. They have those on display. They're just amazing.
You're talking about 1400 BC.
No, he's talking about the nails.
No, but he's talking about, it was... this 1400.
Oh, the Torah.
14th century.
When was that Torah?
Well,
when was it done?
According to the article here, it says 14th century AD.
Oh, AD.
It's one of the oldest surviving Torah scrolls in the world.
Oh, scrolls. Oh, okay. I thought the Dead Sea scrolls.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, Dead Sea. So the nails. And one other thing was pretty, I didn't even know about this, that they're going to have the Aiken Bible there. The Aiken Bible. And it's unique for two reasons. One, is it's the first English language Bible printed in America, the very first one, and it's also the only holy book, right, to be officially authorized by Congress. The only Bible to be, you know, authorized by
Congress. And printed, right? And printed by Congress.
Well, he printed, I guess they funded it, but he printed it.
Right.
Well,
they pay, yeah, that's what they do. They give funding and they don't have a printer press there, but they actually paid.
Yeah.
Have the Bible printed.
Wow.
How awesome.
When you went to Harvard and Yale, I mean, that was what you had to do. You had to know the Bible fully to be able to be a lawyer.
That's something.
And that's something.
In the beginning. I don't think you have. Anyway, it's different now.
Oh, very different. Very different. So if you're in the area and you want to go visit these artifacts located on 450 West 14th Street between Washington and 10th Avenue, we'll make sure to put this on the torch for you. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.